continuous coverage of severe thunderstorms, including tornado warnings, has been tracking these storms through the course of the afternoon as they develop explosively right around 3 o'clock, and they've been going ever since.
Driving and talking. be affected by one severe storm here, right? I think two storms, and also it should be a fairly large period of time that Pontotoc County is going to be affected, probably the next couple of hours.
And these thunderstorms, they're, while they're gradually moving off to the east, they are still quite intense. Let's look at Advantage Outlook 3D, and Sarah, if you want to actually push the, put that into motion for us, you can see how the line stretches now into portions of Eastern County, basically bearing down on Tulsa, with a solid line of thunderstorms east of the Oklahoma City metro area. We have Jimmy Taylor on this particular cell. We have Fast Unit 2, Chris Lee is farther to the north, as well as Mark Strickland, Brandon Foster, Sky 5 is out watching all of these, and without a doubt, the highest risk for severe weather is going to be for the rest of the afternoon and evening east of I-35. But as Sarah was mentioning, we've got kind of a train of thunderstorms that will continue to move across Pontotoc County, and Jimmy Taylor is in Pontotoc County. His destination is Ada. So Jimmy, it still looks like you are in the midst of a very heavy rainfall.
Yeah, I'm holding actually going over to the side of the road right now because we are being bombarded with hail.
How big?
It's actually anywhere from peak and sickle-sized hail, and it's just coming down in waves and everything. You'll be able to see it here in a couple minutes on my feed. And it's just the heavy rain now with the hail. A lot of people were thrown over underneath the overpass. I should mention this video. Some people were throwing over so quick, the overruns are not off the road yet, which is a few minutes ago, a couple of passes back. But yeah, it's heavy rain, and you can tell, if you can hear it, it's the hell hitting the truck.
And it's raining so hard that people don't know that they're still on the road when they think they pulled over. Now, Sarah just pointed something out to me, Jimmy, that's this storm in southern Pontotoc County. If we could bring this radar full, because we think we're looking at a new circulation here. Let's zoom in on that. Sarah, show us where, and we can go over to Advantage Outlook to show it better on HD or 3D. Let's go over to HD.
Like it does, and we're
realize I don't consider the most powerful miracle world that works, but when I got out of that one, it's still still capable of producing golf ball size hail winds 50 to 55 miles per hour. These are the storms that are exiting Payne County, now moving deeper on into Creek County, Northern Creek County, and then Central Creek County as well. Let's get an update on this area of storm, Sarah, from, just east of Meeker down through Shawnee.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with these particular storms is still the hail in those particular areas. A lot of lightning as well. I did get a one report as we came back in respect to this particular storm, about 50 miles an hour on the end of the path. So this storm has had history of 50 wind gusts, and that certainly could be the case once again in this particular area here. Plague area, so we should get here from the morning.
So we're Shamrock versus Creek County now under a tornado warning. This lady was headed, this mountain was a little farther south, because she is on the southern side of this neighborhood, so I'm going to be in Florida. And Chris, what storm are you watching? You see the ones here, Sony, is that what you're watching?
Yeah, that's right. I believe it's the one that's going to be in Florida.
Thank you.
of severe thunderstorms, including tornado warnings. We've been tracking these storms through the course of the afternoon as they developed explosively right around 3 o'clock, and they've been going ever